Blog Talk Radio.
I'm right here.
Yes, sir.
I'm right here, my friends. I'm right here. Thank you. Thank you, audience, for tuning in to the show today. And we thank you for your much, much applause and support of the program on Chatting from the Word here on Blog Talk Radio. It is another month, Brother Oscar. It is May 1st, 2019, Wednesday. It is here in California, 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we thank our listening audience for tuning in to the show today with your hostess, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. It is currently 58 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sunny, a little breezy, 9 mile an hour southwesterly winds. It's going to be a high today of 64 and a low tonight of 51 degrees. And how you doing, my friend, out in Dayton, Ohio, suburb, Miamisburg?
Yes, sir. Oh, we doing great here, brother Chris. We doing fine, bro. Chris, I'm not a weatherman like you, but I check the weather. I'm gonna give it a try here, brother Chris. It was 71.
That's all right.
It's 71. Supposed to be 81. 71. We supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice. You know, we're blessed to have some nice weather. Like you just said, we're blessed to be alive to see May 1st come in with a bang. We are so happy that the Lord
right.
has blessed us to see this day once again and to give us all a chance, a second chance to make it right with Him. And we
exactly.
always take that chance every time God gives us breath to breathe and our blood flowing warm in our veins. We should thank God for always to give us a second chance, Brother Chris. That's the way I see it.
Right, right. And we thank our listening audience for tuning in to the show today. And we have, as you may or may not know, this is every Wednesday is our music time. And once again,
yeah.
we love these melodious hymns of all of these a cappella artists. And we play on the air, and it is a opportunity to put a snap, as Brother Oscar say, in your walk. Your Christian
yes,
walk. So.
Yes,
I know that's your thing. But
yes, it is. Brother Chris. And we hope we're doing that. We hope that we're putting a snap in your Christian walk. We hope that you allow us to come into your space every day, Monday through Fridays, 2 p.m. my time, 11 a.m. Brother Chris time. We appreciate the time that you allow us to spend with you and bringing chatting from the word to the airways. And we're so glad
right.
about that. But the music we play on the air, we don't have license to it, but we are playing it. We hope and pray that you enjoy it and that you go out and support these fine groups and fine gentlemen and ladies that produce this music and that you buy their CDs and support them, please, because they need support. We all need support of one another. So let's support each other. That's what we're supposed to do in the body of Christ, is to support one another, Brother Chris.
That is so correct. And as you alluded to on your message yesterday, and which was excellent, by the way, part two of supporting the gospel of Christ in the ministry is that if we truly love the Lord, it should be incumbent upon us to have a desire to want to be there for one another, you know, especially if this is something that's going to aid your Christian life. It is edifying. It's going to uplift you, and it's going to draw your friends and family in to have an opportunity to be a part of this program, this wonderful program on Blog Talk Radio. Then why not support it? Because we're doing much good. We're doing much good. Not only we benefit, Brother Oscar and I, but our listening audience and those that you tell the program to, that they have an opportunity. They may have never heard the gospel of Christ before. And in all, you know, regions of the world where they may be residing in, Brother Oscar, they may not even heard of the Church of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And it gives them opportunity to be exposed to the gospel truth and to be encouraged and to be inspired by, you know, the wonderful singing and the praising of the Lord. And on top of that, then we give them a good solid message from the Word of God, and to lead them hopefully in the direction of Christ unto salvation.
Amen, Brother Chris. Well put, well put. And like you just said, Brother Chris, we, with this radio program, we reach everywhere around the world, places that we would normally won't go, this program is going. So when you support this program, you're also supporting someone who have never heard the gospel before. And that is something to really think about. That's the power of the internet. Coming online today, that we can go travel all around the world without going around the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that is so true, Chris. And with what's going on in the world today, we all need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ as much as we can, because it does, the Word of God, comfort us and to allow us to know that Jesus cares about us when we are going through what we go through from time to time in the world in which we live in.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, we know that the world is in a chaotic, not only a political situation around the world, and also the rise in violence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a global problem with these people that are extremists, and they're going into public places and you know, opening fire with submachine guns, and this is something that's unprecedented, and it's been happening with so much regularity, not only in other places in the world, India and Africa, different regions, and then certain religious people being persecuted now, and they're going and blowing up and burning church buildings, and it's just people seem to have, they have lost their mind, Brother Oscar.
Yeah, you said it right, Brother Chris. Satan is so busy. He is so busy. And that is why we're so glad we're on the air, my listeners. And if you want to call in and talk with us, you have that opportunity, too. This is an open forum. Our phone number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and join us with the discussions or add something to what we're talking about, you're welcome to do that. Or if you want to talk with us, you're welcome to do that also. The number is 657-383-0883. We're getting ready to play our first selection. And I know you all love this one. This is all of my favorites. I don't know, Bert Creek got favorites too, but this is one of my favorites also. I could sing about heaven. A few good men, music ministry. I could sing about heaven.
That's right.
All day long. And here we go.
Right.
From the
That was a huge men ministry. I could sing about heaven. I know I could, Brother Chris, because I know.
I like that
song. I want to go there. I do too, Brother Chris.
I like that song. I'm glad you played that last week. I'm glad you played that because I was doing that lesson on heaven, as you remember.
Right.
That was very fitting. I like the way they blend their voices together.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
See, that's a nice song, man. I like
I
that track,
it.
I know. Also, one of your big favorites is "It's Cool Inside" by Chris.
That's my best. I hate to know favorite,
Curtis,
too, but I love that.
Curtis
song.
Williamson and those guys, they do a fine job, too. I mean, all of them are great. All of them, you know, they all have their own style and musical concept, but they all in their own right. They're all wonderful. All the people.
Very wonderful. And we need music like that, Brother Chris, to help us, to encourage us, to
keep living this Christian life.
And that's one thing it does, encourage us to live for the Lord. Every day and each day. I am so glad for that, Brother Chris. I am so glad.
That's right.
It reminds us how important we are to one another. That's right. We are very important. Very important. That's why Christ brought the church, died for the church, so that we could be together in one, encouraging one another, comforting one another, and helping one another as we go through life. We need that.
That's why
Jesus, when he sent the apostles out, he sent them out by twos. And if you keep reading, he sent the 70 out by twos because he know we need the help of one another. You know, that's the way our Lord is. We know we need each other. So in the body of Christ, we need each other. We need to appreciate one another, and we need to encourage one of the other. I want to remind our listeners that they're listening to Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Brother Chris Edwards, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. We are happy to do it.
That's all right.
Thank you. We're so happy to do it. We're so happy to bring this show to the airwaves, my listeners. We're so happy. Before we go into prayer time, we're going to play another selection. We want to play "My Soul is Anchored in the Lord by Redeemed." My soul is anchored in the Lord by redeemed, and here we go.
Sometimes it's hard.
My soul been anchored in the Lord. Indeed.
Amen.
That's a beautiful song,
right,
Brother Chris.
Got to be anchored.
Yeah. You got to be anchored because storms are coming. They are coming, and sometimes they are strong, and when the strong wind blows, they won't blow us down. They may bend us a little bit, but if we anchored in Jesus Christ, we will be. All right. We're getting ready to have our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. This is the time to call in your prayer request if you want us to pray for something that's bothering you on the air. So give us a call. The number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 4, the vision of Psalms, David said, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Brother Chris.
Let's go to the throne of God at this time. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you once again for allowing us to experience another day of this Christian life, Father, in this world that give us opportunity to air once again on Blog Talk Radio, on the airways, on this social media platform, this wonderful show called Chatting from the Word, that we can share the good news and the love of Jesus Christ to a lost world. We thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity to keep us strong, Brother Oscar and I, and that we can be able to have enough portion of strength to carry on the kingdom business of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray to our listening audience, Father, to bless them in a wonderful way around the world, those that have been traumatized and been affected by the current events that are of crime and just the horrific problems that we've been having, Father, with shootings around the world and bombings and all of this terrorist type of activity, Father, going into synagogues and affecting the lives of innocent people, Father. We pray for the victims that have been affected by violent crime, and we pray for their families. We express our condolences to those that have lost loved ones in the events, not only these type of matters with that is so traumatizing, but also those that have lost loved ones through death or through terminal illness. We pray for family members and loved ones, especially the York family. We pray a special prayer for our dear brother and his family, and also, Father, for the Edwards family and my Uncle Caldwell's, the Caldwell's, my Uncle James Caldwell, who has passed on from this life. We pray for family members that are bereaving at this time, his passing, and we're mourning, Father, the loss, and that our loved ones are no longer with us in this life. And, Father, sometimes it's very difficult, but with your strength, we can overcome. And you will always give us what we need in order to carry on in this life, that we can learn from these things that happen as a part of life, life and death, and that it can strengthen us and to be able to be there for other people, that we can bless others, Father, while we have been blessed through the cause and the love of Jesus Christ. We pray for all our elected officials, not only here in the White House in the United States of America, but we pray for all Father, these people that represent us in areas all around the world, along with the USA. Father, we pray that they will enact laws and policies that will be implemented to make for more peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all people. We pray, Father, for those that are incarcerated. We pray for those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that they will get justice. We pray for those that have left the church fellowship, Father, that this program on social media, such as Chatting from the Word on Block Talk Radio, maybe may be a source of encouragement and strength for them, Father, and we can point them in the direction of Jesus Christ and his gospel. And we thank you, Father, and we pray for everybody, even our enemies that hate us or don't like us. We pray for them that maybe, because you can change the hearts
in
your son, Jesus Christ, in mankind, and Father, and that they will be able to see that the need, Father, of the spiritual blessings that are only found in Jesus Christ. And this is our prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris, for that fine prayer, Brother Chris. We're glad you went to the throne of God for us and on our behalf. And listening audience, we hope that you prayed with him and he prayed for something that been bothering you and that's on your mind, because we all stand in a need of prayer.
That's right. We all
need to talk with the Lord. I know I talk with him, Brother Chris, on a daily. I talk with the Lord maybe 4 or 5 times
that's
a
right.
day. You know, because we all need prayer. We all need prayer.
Well, we see the current chaotic situation of our societies, not only in the U.S., and as I alluded to just moments ago, around the world. This is a global problem. All this hatred.
Yes, it is.
Of other people because they believe or they have different belief system than somebody else. And Satan has got so many people just twisted to the point where they're willing to carry out these horrendous acts of violence. And this is just unprecedented in our current modern history. All the years I've been in this world, I've never seen it to this magnitude like this. This is something that is just, we got to get a grip on this thing, because we allow so much insurrection to go on in society, Brother Oscar. We'll destroy one another. And we can see the problems even in religion. We can see it in the church sometimes. We got to get it back with God's help. We got to get it back on the right track. We got to get this thing back on point. So that we can all be able to serve and to love one another and be compassionate, as the scriptures say, and patient with all men. So we got way out there, man, and we got to get this thing back where God will be more glorified and he'll be honored.
That's right. What did Hebrew writer say? Hebrew writer said, let brotherly love continue. So we need that brotherly love in the world today, Brother Chris. You are sure is right on that, Brother Chris. We want to remind our listening audience that we need sponsorship. We've been talking about sponsorship for quite some time now. We need sponsorship. We want to continue on doing this good work on Chatting from the Word, bringing music in your days, but it's not in your walk, Christian walk. Bringing a message to help you with your studies in God's Word, which I believe and Brother Chris believe that it is very important, it's very vital for our Christian growth to know God's Word and to know lessons from His Word. So, sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. You can give whatever your finances can bear. If it's $1 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can give, it would be much, much appreciated here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, leaders, if we are putting a snap in your members' walk, if we even bring joy to your life and you are preaching the most dynamic lessons that you have ever preached before, Help us out here at Chatting from the Word. Put us in your budget
right.
for 20 and 19 so that we can keep chatting from the Word on the air, because it is definitely
Amen.
Doing some good. So help us out here at Chatting from the Word. I'm on PayPal. If you want to send proceeds to PayPal, you're welcome to do that. But if you want to do it some other kind of way, contact me and we will talk about how to do that. I'm on Facebook. You can communicate with me on Facebook. And I do have an email address. My email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. You can send a line or two there. But while you're on my webpage, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together are $43. And proceeds will go towards our program here. So do that. That'd be one way of supporting this program.
That's right.
Also, now you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
Power. You got it. This is the power that we need from the Word. That's right.
That's right, Brother Chris.
Brother Chris, as you can reach me at also at lowercase e, lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar now on Facebook and Messenger. We both have accounts with those social media platforms, and also you can reach me on Instagram. I'm also with Brother Oscar. We're on LinkedIn.com. LinkedIn. So let us know what you think of the program on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. And if you got any constructive criticisms, or let us know what you think of the program. If you got anything you want to share with us, any testimonies, or if you need clarification or explanation through certain biblical topics or certain doctrinal matters that you may have, or your religious persuasion that you want to share with us, your background, feel free. This is an open forum. So we encourage all listeners that listen to this program on Blog Talk Radio to let us know what your concerns are. And if you have any prayer requests, that's why Brother Oscar and I are here on the air, to assist all that listen to this program in the wonderful way that we can do it to aid your religious life and your Christian walk if you are in the body of Christ. And also, as you may or may not know, we, Brother Oscar and I, as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, validity, and the prophecy, and also the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to attempt to, if you have any questions, any comments, biblically, we're going to give you, thus saith the Lord, to answer, to give you the clarification, and to clear up any ideas that you may be kind of vague about, that you have doubts about. We're going to give you the clarification and do the very best we can to give you scriptural validation from God through the Word of God. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And if you notice what we do here on Chatting from the Word, when we are bringing our lessons, we tell you to get your sword, get the Word, so that you can read along with us what we
Amen.
Are teaching, because we're coming from the Bible. We're definitely coming from
right.
God's Word. And God's Word is definitely the way to heaven, if you want to go there. And I know you want to go to hell.
I don't think so. I don't think nobody, I've never heard anybody told me that. I'll leave
I
that one alone. I want to think about heaven. I try to keep that from the furthest thing from my mind, because we see enough hell in all this violence and all these tragic events in the world, and we want to direct
Christ,
because Brother Oscar, Christ is trying to prevent us from going to hell.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we that all want to go to heaven.
That's
be
right.
Under God's graces and the eternal bliss with God. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen, Lord Chris. We getting ready to play another selection, listeners. We want to play I'm Glad I Know Him by Committed Acapella.
Got to know him.
We got to. You're right, Brother Chris. We got to know him, and here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Camille Acapella Chorus. I'm so glad I know him and so glad he gave his life. I'm glad, too, that Christ gave his life, died on the cross, brought salvation down, and on the third day, the first day of the week, he rose triumphantly from the grave and had the victory over death and the grave. I am so glad salvation has been brought down, Brother Chris. I am so glad
you
that you're going to be in the body of Christ. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, yeah, that was a beautiful song. And, you know, it really is when you reflect on your life and what the Lord has brought us from, Brother Oscar. And
yes, sir.
We can see the even through all the rough times and the bumps and the, you know, and the road that comes with the Christian life. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to testify, to be able to share, you know, the experiences and all of the things that comes along with, you know, the overcoming, you know, different struggles and different challenges that your life may face, or that might be financial, that might be something, it could be a marital issue, it could be it could be a career change, it could be a number of these things, and that the Lord was in that with you. And then you could look back on your life and say, well, wow, look at how the Lord has brought me to this point. What would I do without
Lord,
him? Just think,
Chris,
if you, where would we be, Brother Oscar, if we didn't have the Lord in our lives?
Amen, Brother Chris.
We might be dead.
Like,
we might be on the streets.
That's right. That's
you know,
right. That's right.
You know, we might be, you know, it's just wonderful to know that we have a caring God.
Amen. And like you said, when you look back on it in retrospect, in everything, God has been there. If you're a Christian, he's been protecting you. If you're not a Christian, he's been protecting you. God is good. And as they say, God is good all the time, not just on your worst days.
Right.
But he's good all the time. God is good.
Absolutely.
We're going to play our next selection, and after this selection, Brother Chris will come in with an invitation, and then after that, it should be a wrap today. But we're going to play our next selection, which is by Nicole YG Najai. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Amazing Grace. And I love this edition of Amazing Grace today. Thing. I don't play it. We don't play it that often, but I love it, and I hope you love it too. And here we go.
That's right. Let it roll.
Oh.
Amazing grace, so sweet a song, so sweet a song, in this
That was the Cole Whitey Nike, Amazing Grace, the sweetest song I know. And God's amazing grace is sweet because he gives us all grace, my friends, my listening friends. He gives us all grace. And by bringing in the body, his body of Christ, by dying on the cross, as he said, that's grace. That's grace. He took our place on the cross. That's grace. And
amen.
Here's Brother Chris.
That's right.
Here's Brother Chris with the invitation, inviting you to accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Chris.
Well, to our listening audience, we thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio today, May 1st. This is Wednesday, 2019. And we hope that chatting from the Word has been a source of spiritual guidance and strength for you. And by way of tradition, we always on this program make it a point to offer the invitation of the gospel of Christ. And you believe truly in Jesus Christ, and we know there's no doubt about that. Having heard the word of the fact that the historical facts of Jesus' death, that he died according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and rose on the third day according to the scriptures, are you willing to believe in the actual historical facts of the gospel? Are you, having heard and knowing that, that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, this is where we stand as members of the body of Christ. Do you believe in the historical facts of the gospel? If you do, the gospel of Christ is to be obeyed. It is mentioned by exhortation by the second epistle to the church at Thessalonica by the Apostle Paul when he wrote that to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. Now, we're not trying to use this for a scare tactic, but this is evident that the Lord will come back to avenge all of the ungodly and those the wicked and the evildoers, and he's going to punish them with eternal separation. So knowing that the gospel must be obeyed to be saved, that's the only way you can really know God. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you want to have a relationship with him, having heard the facts of the gospel, and that because you must have faith in God and you must take him at his word, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You must have confidence in the message of the cross, in the message of Jesus Christ, and believe in the historical facts of the gospel. If you're willing to do that, are you willing to change your mind about the direction of your life? Because the Bible calls it repentance. Repentance is an imperative actually mandate that God has for mankind. Acts chapter 17, verse 30, when the Apostle Paul was on his evangelistical campaign coming into the city of Athens, Greece, specifically on Mars Hill, when he met those Grecian philosophers who were intrigued by the unknown God. Paul had to reveal to them because they had given tribute to God, but they were ignorantly worshiping God, this God of the Bible. And Paul revealed to them the God that you are ignorantly worshiping. He overlooks your ignorance, but now at this time he commands every man everywhere to repent. Repent means to change your mind about your life and turn to God. Change your mind about living a life of sin and be willing to commit your life to the cause of Christ. If you're willing to commit and change direction of your life and turn and surrender your will to Christ for deliverance, then you are also willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you're willing to commit your life to him. Because we must confess Christ before men. And if we confess Christ before men, Christ says, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. And with that, you are willing to accept baptism, because baptism is essential for salvation. God willing, I will be talking about that in the coming weeks. And you will, when you baptize, which is by immersion, not pouring over the head by water, as some denominational churches may practice that, not being poured over the head with water, not sprinkled, but it's actually by submersion in the watery grave of baptism. Like the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 40, he was taught more perfectly the scriptures by Philip the evangelist, and then he saw water. He said, stop, there's water. What is hindering me to be baptized? And they both, Philip, the evangelist of the gospel, and the eunuch, under great authority of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, went down and Philip baptized him, submerged him in the watery grave of baptism, where you contact the blood of Christ, which cleanses you from every sin that you have done in your past life, and you have a clean slate with God by the blood of Christ, because the church that Jesus died for is purchased by his blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and because God the Father, Jehovah, has no blood, so the church belongs to Christ. He's the head of it, the governor, and he's added you to his church. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 said, and he is the head of the church, the body, and the Savior of the body, and that you are added to the New Testament church, Acts chapter 2, verse 47. You can praise God and have favor with all the people, and the Lord has added you to the church. He's added you to the body of Christ. You are baptized into the church. You're baptized in the body, because the body and the church are the same thing, synonymously, as mentioned by the Apostle Paul to the church of Colossae in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. And you are added to the church, and you can praise God, because the body of Christ belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the church of Christ. And you can salute all your brethren with a holy greeting. Romans chapter 16, verse 16. Is that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And we hope, our listening audience, if you're not in Christ, that you accept his invitation and be a part of
Amen.
The body of Christ. And as always,
right.
It was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I'll be that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way today. We thank you for chatting from the Word, Father. We hope and pray that you help us to keep on the air. Father, we pray for all our listeners.
Amen.
Help them to have a great, great day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And we see you all tomorrow. Brother Chris will bring the lesson on tomorrow.
Yes, right. God bless. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See you all tomorrow.
Keep the faith, and you be safe.
Amen.
Now. Let's stay prayerful.
Amen.
All right, Brother Oscar. See you tomorrow now.
All right, Brother Chris.